This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday meditation. Meditation is, in my view, yeah, bonjour. I forgot all my French. Didn't take long. There wasn't that much to forget. Welcome to the Monday meditation. You know, it's a skill. It's an activity. It's a game. It's an art form, right? It's a form of investigation. It can be many things. And there is a process of learning some basics. And of course, my main motivation here is to offer a framework for with clear guidance and encouragement. So if you're new to meditation, there are some basic principles that I will explain as we begin, and it's doable. Whatever your experience with meditation may have been, I invite you to open your mind to the fact that what we're going to do is something that you can do, and you can do it well enough to get a start. And likewise, for those of us with experience, it's always nice to be encouraged and kind of be reminded of the basics, and also to be reminded that, as with any skill or art form or sport, there are basics to learn and practice and so forth. And there's also that place for our own individual creativity, innovation, and so forth. And I think meditation is a really great example of where there is this sort of exquisite combination of practicing in ways that are time-tested through generations of human beings who've done it and passed on and preserved this information, as well as it being extremely personal, right? And so it's a beautiful, amazing opportunity, I think. And one reason that we can become interested in having meditation as a part of our lives is because it really is both a way of cultivating qualities like peace and clarity that can be done in a kind of a predictable way with practice, as well as kind of just opening to the adventure of being alive. Let's meditate. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Letting the breath be normal when you wish. We'll come back to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. Quite easy job here. Not trying to hear everything or keep track. Just mustering that willingness to try to keep the attention relatively stable with this part of your experience, what you can hear. And then moment after moment, just noticing what there is to notice. So in these moments, we're letting sounds, what we can hear, normal sounds, be the focus of our attention. We're not trying to get something out of the sounds. It's way harder. Sounds tend to be present and can be great for our purposes. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, just noticing generally what you can feel, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath do its thing. There tend to be sensations that we can notice in our normal lives, normal days. There's rarely a reason to notice these. It's just they're there as part of the normal breath. Slight tension in the abdomen as the in-breath begins. Sort of lifting, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. The reason we would focus on these sensations is there's something about this mental activity, the focusing on something relatively neutral, not painful, that has remarkable effects for us. So again, we're not trying to get something out of the sensations or make something happen. It's just, yeah, they tend to be there. So they're pretty good, typically. You can also notice the breath at the opening of the nose as air comes in, as air leaves. If for some reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, it's all right. You don't have to stay there. It can focus on sounds again or somewhere else in your body. But don't try to get it perfect. So this is an activity that we can do. And we won't do it perfectly. At times we'll realize the attention has drifted. Thought we were doing pretty well, and then we realize we've been daydreaming for a few minutes. It's perfectly normal, very common, and even predictable. Our minds are used to having more interesting things to focus on. And indeed, that's kind of a function of our minds to be paying attention to what needs to be paid attention to. So we're asking ourselves to do something unusual, and the normal habits will kick in, and we'll realize we're daydreaming or planning or worrying. Whatever it is, these are thoughts. We don't have to squelch the thoughts, but we can notice them. There might be emotion that's noticeable. Some degree of anxiety, excitement, sorrow, joy, whatever it is, we include in the meditation. We try to feel in our bodies, the torso, there are sensations that are a component of these emotions. So over time, we can become more familiar, and that's helpful. But I'm making it sound like a lot of work here. It's just when we notice the attention has drifted, we have that permission to include. Just to be real, to be human. This is who we are right now. And take it in stride and then reconnect back to the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. And so, this is an activity, as I mentioned, where this is a structure that I would invite you to put your heart into. And so some effort, but it's mostly patience, so we can muster that patience. And then, all that being said, it's a free space. And what I'm saying might be somewhat relevant, but the invitation is to be here, to be together in this meditation, see what happens for you. So we'll take a few more minutes for this meditation together. There's no need to rush or try to make something happen. We can kind of keep our eye on the effort we're making. We've been kind of lackadaisical. There's still a few minutes. Can kind of see what happens just to ratchet up the effort. Where's my breath? Where's the in-breath? On the other hand, it's possible you've been trying harder than necessary. Yeah, so thank you. It's good to meditate with you. Yeah, this the issue of how much effort to make is a very interesting question, and it's part and parcel of kind of entering into this activity. And obviously, it takes some sort of effort to even be here, right? And even if you spent the entire whatever time we did, kind of secretly looking at baseball box scores, still you were here. So you made more effort than if you had just. So, okay, next time you can ratchet up the effort a little more, close other windows so they're less tempting. And right, so okay, but what about like we weren't overtly paying attention to something else. We were trying to stay with the breath. How much effort to make is a very interesting question. And so, a few things to keep in mind. First of all, it is a doable activity. Like this idea of paying attention to the sensations connected with the breath. It's definitely something that ordinary human beings can do if they're motivated to try. And we don't have to make so much effort that somehow we're doing it super perfectly, right? It's just, yeah, keep the attention with the breath in some way or other. Is a doable activity that can we can get better at in a way with practice. It's a skill that we can develop. Likewise, remember when we notice the attention has drifted, there's also can be a skill there that we can develop where we're more like ready just to be real, to kind of acknowledge, yes, I've been daydreaming, or yes, I'm scared, or whatever the reality is, or I'm in pain, this is pain, physical pain. And so whatever it is, we also can kind of develop a skill of accepting what's really going on there, including it in the meditation, which is appropriate no matter what. Anything that comes into human consciousness can be part of the meditation. But we do that in a skillful way. So if it is physical pain, there is a place for just like looking into it, feeling it for a moment or two, but then bringing the attention back. And if it's pain, I would suggest not over in your beginning, not overdoing it. Just like, okay, just notice, wow, right? And then bring the attention back to, and what bringing the attention back does is we cultivate this quality of concentration, clarity, stability, and so forth, which is useful no matter what else is happening. And there are forms of meditation where the instruction is much simpler. Like Goenka's 10-day boot camp retreats, the so-called Vipassana retreats. It's in the West, Vipassana is a term that has a much more general meaning in Pali, but it has become associated with the 10-day retreats from Goenka. And for the first 3 days or so, the only instruction is observe the breath at the nose, just the nose and upper lip, just notice those sensations. And it can be nice for certain personality types to have such a clear, simple, just do this, right? And the reason for just doing that is for cultivating concentration. And then after 3 or 3.5 days, then there are more general instructions for mindfulness, which still are really body-based in that tradition. So there is a place for developing concentration, for making that effort just to keep the attention simple and so forth. And when you notice the mind has drifted, just come back. Don't include, right? So that would be a more concentration-based practice. With mindfulness, more generally, the concentration is important, but equally just the attention to whatever draws our attention is also regarded as important. And where you are in your practice might and would differ from where someone else is, right? And so you might, those of you who've practiced some, you might be kind of yearning. You might find yourself yearning. I want more concentration. I want to know what that means. And so maybe doing a retreat where it's really just focused on concentration would be a good idea, or just your daily practice. Just keep it simple. Right, whether it's the breath at the nose or the breath in the abdomen, practice with a Burmese monk, Upendita, as did Diana Winston and others you may know. Where his method in the Burmese style that he was in would be no, not the breath at the nose, the breath in the abdomen. Right, so you have different schools. It's all very interesting, right? So don't try to figure out the right way. Right, just figure out a way that works reasonably for you and so forth. But you may want to explore just keeping it simpler, right? Just so at the same time, there's I'm not telling you what to do, right? It's part of my role as I feel as a mindfulness teacher to offer this kind of framework, right? Yeah, there's something we can do. Maybe standing, using the sensations in the feet. There's some activity, the breath at the nose, the breath in the abdomen, the feet, sounds. There are different approaches, but I do feel confident there's an approach that for anyone that we can kind of make our way in a way that makes sense for us and is suitable for us. And then equally, it's like when the attention drifts, and it will, then there are some choices, and we can develop a practice where we're wise in those moments also. And for example, if we notice that when our attention drifts, we're not really going over baseball box scores, we're going over the political news, right? We're going over recent Supreme Court decisions. We're going over like the axing of Obamacare, right? And so it can be like, okay, how can I be wise with my mind, even with things I care about and that are important? And here is where, again, I express a lot of confidence that we can develop a sort of wisdom in relationship to the way our own minds are functioning. And at times it may be, for now, I'm just keeping my attention with the breath as best I can. Other times it might be, yeah, what is this anxiety, this anger, this fear, right? And we explore that and we feel it, right? And especially with our bodies, we remember from some of us, that's a project to actually learn. Okay, with these emotions, I can feel them in my body. And it's a great resource. It's a fantastic resource. We don't have to get too complicated there. I guess I'm preaching today. And then there's also times where we just tune into the reality of awareness, just this knowing quality, right? And that can be very interesting. So thank you for your attention. It's good to practice with you. I hope you all have a good Canada Day, which someone said, wish me happy birthday. Somebody knows that I celebrate my birthday on Canada Day also. And so there's also July 4th, which is secondary to Canada Day and my birthday. But in any case, have a good week. It's good to practice with you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.